I get mixed up on them.
Just the first thing that comes to mind is the best way to do it. Don't think about it. If you do, then you will be confused.
Well, they something new to me, and I can't. Yeah. I have to think a little something more to try to make a little sense out of it again.
Well, if you get tired, now you just tell them.
Oh, I'm gonna get through it. I'd rather. I don't go with no more.
Okay. If you were talking about driving, I'm sorry. If you were talking about diving into a lake, you might say, he has into the lake. Has he into the lake yet?
Has he dived in the lake yet?
And I might answer, yes, he in 5 minutes ago.
He dived 5 minutes ago.
If we were talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children up yet? Have all their children
grown up?
And I might answer, yes, they up years ago.
Grown up years ago.
If I ask you how old you are, you would answer, let's say you're going to say 65, but you'd say,
I said 65 years old, 65 years old.
Would you say I? Start it with I. That's right, go ahead. If anybody said, how old are you? And you'd say,
I'd say,
All right, go ahead and say it, just like it.
I'm 65. Yeah.
If I ask, are you tired? You might answer, no,
No.
No, I what?
No, but that's the answer. Yeah, I say yeah.
You are tired.
Yeah,
but right now, you see what?
Right.
Are you tired? No, I. What?
I'm ready.
I not tired. What would you put in there? I not tired.
I'm.
That's it. Go ahead and say it. That's right.
I'm not tired.
Will you finish this sentence for me? I don't chew tobacco, but he... I don't chew tobacco, but he...
What did he come in at?
You were going to say that somebody else chews tobacco. I don't chew tobacco, but he...
Well, I can't say he. That's the exact saying it wrong. Or say, but I can say my friend do.
All right. Finish this one for me. I always behave myself, but he, but my friend.
My friend.
What you're trying to say is that
I say my friend don't.
All right. Will you put a word into these sentences for me? I thought you